Very good, really. You know, everything's gone to plan. Kind of come in and enjoyed my first 2 weeks. Is it been pre-season? It's been tough, but that's what pre-season is. And you know, looking forward to the time ahead.
When did you know that Barnsley were interested then? When did you feel that, that this deal could possibly become a reality for you?
I'm not sure, really. Probably maybe a couple of weeks before I signed. So, I don't know, maybe June time. And like I said, they were very persistent and never kind of gave up, really. And that showed a lot of confidence that they have in me and a lot of faith that they have in me. And, you know, I came in, met the manager and everything kind of fit the bill. So, you know, I decided on making the move.
There's been another few new faces arrive at the football club as well. Does that help when you arrive at a football club and you're not the only new boy, I guess, on the field?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, it's just part of football now. And, you know, when you come into a new club, you just have to knuckle down and, you know, train hard and gain the respect from your fellow teammates. And, you know, everyone's been very friendly and helpful since I've signed. So, you know, it's been good and very easy to fit in.
And I believe you've been staying as well in the same hotel as one of the new signings in Kane Hemmings, so I guess you've got to know him quite well.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Kane's a good lad. Like you said, you know, he's obviously one of the new faces here as well, so being in the same hotel as him and kind of, you know, spending a lot of my time with him has been good. He's very easy to get on with, so, you know, we've kind of clicked straight away.
There's a pre-season trip coming up as well. That must help, knowing that you're going to be away for a set period of time with everybody. There's no escaping them, I guess, your teammates then.
Yeah, exactly. There's little escaping them. No, but they're all good lads, and I'm looking forward to, you know, it's nice in pre-season to kind of get away and new surroundings and new training area and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, really. You know, it should be a good week.
How have you found pre-season so far? Then obviously it was a defeat at the weekend against Halifax, but at this point it's not necessarily about results, is it? It's just about getting the game time in.
No, you can't really read into that result. You know, everyone is kind of getting game time, a lot of changes at half time and all that, you know. So, you know, it's just about getting your fitness back at the minute and, you know, working hard and training and looking forward to the games ahead, really, you know.
Has it been hard work so far? Then has Danny Wilson and his team been really putting you through the paces?
Yeah, it has. It's been tough. You know, pre-season is always tough. It is what it is kind of thing. And, you know, you get on with it. And you only have a couple of weeks of really tough work. And then when the games start coming, it eases off. So it has been tough. But no, pre-season is easy. And you don't expect pre-season to be easy. So, you know, it's one of them things when you're trying to just get as much fitness as you can and get your base for the start of the season.
Some Barnsley fans obviously won't know too much about yourself. Just tell us a bit about what you're going to bring to this Barnsley side. I've seen that you've described yourself as a box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah, box-to-box midfielder. Obviously, like to score goals and get involved with the link-up play in our half of the pitch and in the opposition part of the pitch. You know, I suppose they'll get to know me by seeing my performances and hopefully they'll be good ones. And, you know, if I can chip in with some goals, that's what I like to do as well, score some goals from midfield. That would also be a help, you know.
Do you have a target of goals then? Do you set yourself a target ahead of a new season?
I probably have a target, yeah, in my head. I wouldn't be telling too many people because obviously people put pressure on you then to get to that target. But I'll have a target in my head and, you know, if I get to that target, I'll be very happy.
I guess as well it's about getting regular games, isn't it? You're obviously stepping up a level from League 2 into League 1, so it's another big test for you as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a test that I'm looking forward to. I'm an ambitious lad and, you know, stepping up is something that I've always wanted to do, test myself at whatever level I play at. And, you know, coming from Plymouth, I was there for 3 years and played practically every game. So I'll be working hard to do the same here and putting in some good performances.
And there's no assurances over that, is there, as well? There'll obviously be more recruits coming into the football club, so you've got to make sure you're putting in those performances in pre-season now to make sure you're on that starting pitch, I guess, when the season kicks off.
Yeah, of course. No, there's no places guaranteed. You have to work hard and fight for your place just like anyone else. So I'll be looking forward to the challenge and, you know, I'm sure it will all work out fine.
Has it been a high standard so far then, pre-season, in terms of what you've been playing alongside? Do you think it could be a pre-season that can set you up for a good challenge in League One next year?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're all looking for promotion, really, I suppose. That's what football is all about, pushing in the right direction to get back to the Championship where I feel Barnsley belongs. So, you know, if we get a good pre-season under our belts and gel well together, like, I'm sure this Italy trip will help us along as well. So, you know, I'm sure we'll be there or thereabouts next year and really looking forward to the challenge ahead.
It's going to be a really competitive season, isn't it, next year? Looking at some of the clubs in League One, you've obviously got local rivals in the likes of Sheffield United, Doncaster Rovers, Chesterfield in there as well. But then you've got some other big guns with the such of Bristol City and Preston in there. It could be a really competitive league.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it will be a good test for everyone. You know, we've got the right players for that, as far as I can see. And I'm sure that Gaffer will bring in a few more to even help us along that a little bit more. But I'm sure everyone, all the other teams are looking at us and thinking, oh, Barnsley are a big team, and they'll be pushing right up there as well. So as much as we're looking at other teams, I'm sure other teams are looking at us as well.